You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And you're here. Thanks for choosing the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Your quest for podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained ends here. We invite you to enjoy all our shows we have on this network. And right now, let's start with Shades of the Afterlife with Sandra Champlain.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself. Hi, I'm Sandra Champlain. For almost 25 years, I've been on a journey to prove the existence of life after death. On each episode, we'll discuss the reasons we now know that our loved ones have survived physical death. And so will we. Welcome to Shades of the Afterlife. Before we start the show, if you are a fan of George Nori and Coast to Coast AM, who is the sponsor of this show, there's some great events coming up. George is going to be doing some live presentations with other guests. Some are afterlife experts. You'll want to check them out. He's also got a great television show on the Gaia Network called Beyond Belief. I was a recent guest on that show, in fact. Just head over to coasttocoastam.com, click on events, and you'll see what's coming up. Now, for this show, each and every time I sit myself in front of my computer and I press the record button, there's a hidden fight inside my mind. There is a voice of negativity that says, Sandra, these people are going to think you are crazy. Then the higher side of myself, maybe that divine wisdom kicks in and says, Sandra, you know your stuff. You've been on this journey for 25 years. You've experienced some wild, weird, wonderful, and miraculous things. Regardless of what people think, you need to share your truth. And just like going to a store, if you're trying to buy a new jacket, you try things on to see what fits, right? Something may fit you today and may resonate with you. You keep it if it empowers you in your life. Many years down the road, something you didn't like today will fit, and you'll choose to adopt that. Certainly early on in my journey, there were some crazy things I couldn't even begin to believe. And now, after experiencing many of them, I know what's real. Today, I want to share with you some more weird and wonderful things and just remind you that each one of us has that negative voice, a voice that is very judgmental. In fact, our friend from the last episode said, the negative words that we can often tell ourselves would be a restraining order if someone else said them to us. Meaning, we are really hard on ourselves. That little voice can be very nasty, but it doesn't mean that what it says is the truth. So it's important to question things, even question things that I tell you. Absolutely. I want to get back to a few episodes ago. I told you about my friend Michael passing, and he passed in a very tragic car accident. It was episode 96 that I shared with you a little bit about our relationship and that I have chosen to be proactive in communication with him, as opposed to the little voice that kicks in saying, he's dead and gone. Feel sorry for yourself. There are conversations you should have had before he passed and you never did. Shame on you, Sandra. No, I am going to listen to my heart and listen to the advice that I have been sharing for almost the past 2 years with you. I'd like to talk just a little bit about some of the signs that I've received. There's a local radio station called Light 105 Providence on iHeartRadio. I can get it in my car, and I can also get it online on the iHeartRadio app. I have been playing it in the background. I know that our loved ones can communicate through the media, not just mediums. Do you like that? I actually stole that from someone. But they can. They can direct our eyes to look at signs and billboards and in the newspaper or magazines, or direct our ears to pay attention to songs. And there's other ways they can communicate. But for me, I have been playing this radio station for the past few weeks, and it's really interesting how my ears and mind are directed to certain songs that are playing. Words coming up about, I'm not far away from you, I'm right by your side. Songs about being in heaven. Words that, although our relationship ended, our love lives on. Stuff like that. So I can recommend, whether you listen to Light 105 Providence or another radio station that might have some songs that you shared with your beloved or people in your life, take a chance and listen. Our loved ones may not be able to materialize in front of our eyes or make the lights in our house blink on and off when we talk to them, but I do believe they can give us these subtle signs. They can come through and speak to us. It will sound like our own voice. Often, it may sound like them as well. But every once in a while, out of the blue, you may get this memory of them, or a smelling of a cologne, or a perfume, or thought. That's how they communicate, subtly. For me, just recently, I've had some funny things happen. Now, I am a girl who has a sense of humor. I absolutely do. But I can't remember myself having a thought that would make me burst out loud laughing. Usually, other people throw in a funny one-liner that catch me off guard, which will lead me to laughing out loud. Michael was one of these people. He could just catch me off guard and I would belly laugh until I started to cry. Well, this past week, I want to tell you, I've had a couple of things that have happened. I was carrying on a conversation with my mom, and a punchline to one of Michael's jokes came into my mind, perfectly made sense to the situation I was in with my mom. I burst out loud laughing, came out of the blue. And then just 2 days ago, another one happened. I would explain to you what happened, but they're kind of like private jokes. You know what I mean? Another one-liner came through. And again, I just burst out loud laughing. As much as I'd like to say to myself, oh, that was just your mind doing that, Sandra, I doubt it. Something so clever, so witty, so fast coming in at just the perfect time. For me, I'm taking that as a little gift of my friend in the afterlife, keeping me on my toes with some humor. Here's another thing that happened. I was doing some computer work the other day, and not having anything related to do with my computer work, I heard Transylvania. I loved Dracula. My friend Michael had a dream of European traveling and going to Transylvania, and his favorite book was Dracula. Came out of the blue, that's something I didn't even remember. And all of a sudden it was there. Every morning for exercise, I put on one of the 3D pairs of goggles called the Oculus. I have an exercise program called Supernatural, where balloons come flying out of all directions. And with these swords in my hand, I swat them all around and do squats and get my heart rate up and box. And in the middle of boxing to a Tina Turner routine, I heard, Remember Washington, D.C. Yes, long forgotten, but Michael and I had taken a trip to Washington, D.C. And just a little while ago, a Pharrell Williams song, Happy, came on the radio. All of a sudden, right there in my mind's eye, was a memory of Michael and I renting a convertible and driving down Hollywood Boulevard and playing over and over and over the song Happy by Pharrell Williams. So, bottom line, signs can be very subtle. Talk to your loved ones, really, and then pay attention. The mind has to be quiet or kind of in the zone to pay attention to some things that happen. But have that music on. Try to dial down that voice of negativity or that voice that never stops talking to you, and be fully present wherever you are, because it's in those moments that the signs, messages, thoughts, feelings can sneak in. On episode 98, we talked to Curtis Childs about Emanuel Swedenborg, who in the 1700s spent much of 30 years of his life in meditation and experienced something so great, like at will, he could see into the afterlife. Kind of like people experience when they have a near-death experience. That is commitment. For you and me, I know we want signs and I know we want really good evidence, but it takes something on our part. I want to leave you with this visual. Imagine we need to raise our vibration, feel good, be in the present moment, to be in that zone to connect with them. They need to lower their vibration, slow it down to be able to communicate with us. And somewhere in the middle, those little random thoughts and signs and messages come through. Imagine a balloon and you trying to push it underneath the water in a swimming pool. Friends in the afterlife say that's what it's like for them, trying to push down to be able to lower their vibration. And meanwhile, their vibration is fighting to come back up again. They also say, imagine putting on every piece of clothes that you own and then going into the shower, getting completely wet, and then trying to function. It's very heavy and it's very difficult for them to do this. So give our loved ones a break, if you will, that they're doing their best to communicate, and give yourself a break too, that we are living in a human body, an energy vehicle, if you will, while we're here. And it's being run 99% of the time by this negative voice. All right. There is divinity within you. We are the same soul stuff as our loved ones are. We're just experiencing life a little differently. On our time together today, I want to talk about some of the difficulties that we have in life in regards to the afterlife and let you hear some words from our dear friend Eric, who is in the afterlife. We haven't brought up too much about struggling and suicide, and I thought this episode might shed some light on the big picture. Are we judged? Are we punished? Or are we loved? I think you know the answer to that. So hold on to your seat because we'll be back. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? It's easy for people to ignore their social batteries and spread themselves thin, especially at this time of year, when gatherings are picking up again after the winter. But it's important to find the right amount of socializing for you and still give yourself the time to recharge. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. And when you're feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to take care of yourself and recharge. Because a full battery is the key to a full life. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/shades today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/shades.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain. And remember, I'm telling you to keep your eyes open for signs. Well, during the break, my mom, out of the blue, said, "Hey, Jaws is on TV." Yes, the one about the big shark. And I thought, that's kind of puzzling. Like, who cares? All of a sudden in my mind, I'm thinking, ooh, that was Michael's favorite movie. I took a little look on YouTube and up popped some interviews that the talk show host Jimmy Kimmel had on, and it was one right after another. It took a second, and all of a sudden a voice came in my mind. Remember, we went to the Jimmy Kimmel show. Well, yes, Michael and I got an invite, and we got to be in the green room during one of Jimmy Kimmel's recordings. Was it Michael? Was it my imagination? Who knows? Did it make me happy, and did it comfort me? Yes, it did. So now I want to share with you some powerful words from a dear friend, Eric, who actually lives in the afterlife. Eric comes through just about every week through the trance mediumship of Scott Milligan. Scott has been sitting on behalf of the spirit world for over 25 years now as one of the world's top physical and trance mediums. So I'm so grateful he is our friend. Each conversation with our friend Eric through Scott's mediumship is articulate. Eric can answer any question about life, death, or the afterlife that you ask him without ever hesitating. He says he is the voice of many, helping humanity to believe in the bigger picture of life. It's not just Eric that speaks through Scott. There are actually several human beings living on the other side that do so. Morningstar is one of them, who is a Native American. Daniel is another. Daniel is a very quick-witted gentleman, more salt of the earth than the highly educated Eric. Years ago, I got an opportunity to sit in Scott's home circle, and I had the chance to ask Daniel questions. But here's the interesting thing. Daniel answered my questions before I asked them. He giggled and said, "Miss Sandra, that's because I can read your thoughts." Every Monday, we have an online class with Scott Milligan, and we learn to quiet our mind and build this bridge to the unseen world. And just a couple of weeks ago, on the last class of the month, Scott sits for trance privately within our classroom, and our students get to have a conversation with these friends in the afterlife. The first voice that came out was of Morningstar, spreading beautiful philosophy. Mr. Eric was next. The next voice was Daniel, who actually gave me some pretty good evidence that my friend Michael was indeed with him in the spirit world. Michael battled his own demons. I think each one of us do. Some people may battle drugs, some of us food, and some alcohol. Without me mentioning Michael, Daniel spoke about people that drink too much or have addictions and how we should have compassion. As we never know how someone was raised by their parents, how they learned to cope with fear and uncertainty in their life. And unless we walk in someone else's shoes, we have no idea of their inner troubles and for us to refrain from judgment. I did mention to Daniel that I have a friend now living in his world, and he was kind enough to give me some details about Michael that gave me even more assurance that he does indeed live on. What you're about to hear is from our Friday's Sitting for Healing and Demonstration of Transmediumship through Scott. I ask a question to Mr. Eric about a troubled person, followed by a question about suicide. The words are powerful, and I believe they're important for us all to hear. Eric, I'd like to ask a question on behalf of Holly.
I trust that they are well.
Yes, thank you. She says, my husband struggled here and he has passed now. Is it possible for him to be thriving on the other side?
Oh, of course, my friend. We must consider the shadow. If I say that to you, and I hope that is pleasing and not insulting, that if someone struggles here on your world, it can be of a physical effect. This could be because of situations. This could be through experience, through cause and effect. But when the body rests, the pain fades away. It belongs to the body. Any mental thoughts that may have caused mental torture belong to the body. It is like being, my friend, if I can say this, in a room with windows closed and door locked. And when death comes, it is like fresh air. Everything that was, that seemed to be of imperfection, is then taken away. It is like stepping across a stream or walking through a waterfall that washes away what has troubled just a moment ago. But then one sees the true love that was always there. It may have been strained at times due to situations, but they know they were truly loved. Everything that they wished to do that was outside their reach now is here. And if you allow me to extend upon this and encompass many minds with this, if one was born where the body may have had a limb removed, or may have been born without sight, without the ability to hear sound, the imperfection was with the physical body. And therefore, when they come to our side of life, the blind will see, the deaf will hear. Everything that was missing is returned. So, my friends, I say this to you. If one is troubled today, in your world, they will be different in our reality. You will still love all the bits that made you smile, their humor, their generosity, spontaneousness, the folly with it, all the things you have fallen in love with is there. So when one returns, and if true love is truly there, which I believe it is, you will stay together. You'll instantly know why you fell in love with each other, but the love will be much more stronger, because you will know instantly what each other is thinking and feeling. Most disagreements in your world comes because the limitation of words versus your emotions. In our world, what you think is your language. Guard your thoughts well, my friends. But the profanities make up your nature. So, my friends, I say this to you. There is no illness in our world. When you come to our side of life, you may need a moment of rest. But when you come to your vacations and you go to the summer lands, wherever that may be in your world, when you arrive, you may choose to explore straight away. You may have conversations with people who understand the environment. You may then choose to rest so that when you wake, you have stronger vision to explore this new land. You may reunite friends or family. It is not too dissimilar in our world. If you like and love the rain will come to you. If you crave and want warm sand, it will be there for you. If you wish to be alone and climb the mountains of our world, then so be it. You will feel no exhaustion, and neither will you be in any pain. Some people desire to be unwell in your world. They may choose to have that memory because it pleases them. And then we will fuss around them only for a moment until we remind them that there is a greater vibration, that just in front of you, leave and discard this old memory, and peace will be there.
Beautiful words by Eric. In the next segment, we'll ask the question about suicide. And if you're interested in this, you have people around you right now guiding you, and perhaps you'll allow one of them to speak through you, either through your mouth, through your thoughts, through your writing. And if so, come join us on our Monday class. Let's go to the break, and then we'll be back. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and you are listening to some questions I have asked Eric through the trance mediumship of Scott Milligan. The next question I ask is about suicide, and the answer is very comforting. How does suicide affect them on the other side? Is there punishment?
Oh, no punishment at all. The punishment is that this ridiculous lie that has been woven into all your consciousness, no matter how you leave your world, you will be welcomed within our reality. We must consider that someone may choose to end their existence because they had terminal illness and they do not wish their family to see the lasting days of their life being made to be their slave. One may not have the means to feed and therefore find the world overbearing. We must consider all reasons. Because these individuals took a step that maybe not all of you will take, they are still welcomed. The punishment of this, my friend, is that they walk into peace as everyone who's left behind now walks in hell with unanswered questions. And sometimes it takes a media arm to then help alleviate that darkness. But the one who wrote this lie should have their knuckles wrapped. But we must be sympathetic to the reasons why they wrote it, because they feared that their family may leave them. So they thought, if I put the fear of God in them, they will not do that. But sadly, this is echoed and been twisted by men of the cloth. And therefore, my friends, a religion that should have their door open to many slams it in the faces of those who are desperate. Your world is wakening to the idea of mental health. It has always been there, my friend. Some lean on it more than others, may I say. But certain individuals back in days gone would have fallen into the care and keeping of those in your world who are trained to see. But if one is so determined to do so, they will do so smiling in the morning, so no one would know. But the moment that they have chosen, the moment that they jump or pull or do something, they're in our world, they feel no pain. The anxiety they may feel beforehand, that is hidden when they come to our side of life. It is forgotten. They may ask questions, and there are those who are counseled to give answers in a most sympathetic and constructive manner. They may wish to see their family who they've left behind and ask why do they cry. And again, we give counsel. And we ask, would you then assist us in the healing and recovery? And they instantly agree. No one wants to see anyone they loved in tears and in tatters. So from our side of life, my friend, we want you to live as long as you can. But if the journey of the story comes to an abrupt end, we will be there to ensure the bright and strong horizon stands before you. Your family members who are on our side of life may speak a bit more sternly to them. I witnessed just recently a grandmama speaking to a grandson and said, "Oh, you silly little thing, now come here and give me a hug." And then, like any grandparent, what was then is forgotten, but they will steer them through until the family comes to join. So, my friends, I say this to you. No matter how you come, you will always be welcomed. But remember, if you have trouble and you think your troubles will end, they will. But it will be the gift that you give to those who are left behind. And no one wants that, my friends. And that is why we say to all of you, live, create memories, happiness and laughter, and find heaven in your world first, before you step into the golden shores of our reality.
We host our Sunday gathering with a free medium demonstration every weekend. And when there is someone from the spirit world that comes through that has taken their own life, I'm the moderator, and you never can believe how many people raise their hand, especially that their son or their daughter has taken their own life. So please know that they are looked after, they are healthy, they are well, they are not punished. But I also believe the more we know about the reality of the afterlife can empower us to live a good life here, that we realize that taking ourselves out is not the answer and will only cause pain to those left behind. I want to introduce you now to the words of Daniel, who works through Scott Milligan. As much as I have investigated the afterlife, being human, we still have questions and we have doubts. So this is our conversation.
So you've been lucky, girl.
Yes.
You know, and especially to all of you, you've got to be lucky in life, you do. You can't sometimes worry too much of the hand that's been dealt for you. But what you can do is play the game much more easier and say, right, I can't change that, but I've got to live with it. Now, if I live with that, I've got to change that side of it. Then you stop grieving, right? You stop moaning, right? And then you can carry on with living life. That's what I say.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course you can, Doug. Now, well, I have to say to you, it may not be the answer.
Well, it's okay. It's okay. Well, it's hard being human. I had a friend recently pass to your world. And as much as I've talked to you and Mr. Eric and been in the seance rooms and so many things, my mind goes into disbelief. And I think that's just part of being human. But I told my friend, go find Daniel, go sit at his bar, and he'll take care of you.
Would I say this to you? If I say grease lightning.
Yes.
You understand that, love?
I do.
Then I have to say it's probably the fellow we've had a conversation with then. Talks about grease lightning. That. You know the fellow who has black hair and all that business? Bit of a fly guy. And he's luck on his shoulder, luck on his arm. But he's one of these fellas that needs a little bit of time. You know, not everyone got him.
Right.
There's a lot of times that you, when you get to know him, he was a lovable huggable. You get yes. to know him and you get going that way. But understand this, Ducky. Like I said, Grease Lightning and all of that. And, what's that fella called? Not Steve McQueen. Oh, crumbs. I don't know him. Mm-hmm. And he makes reference to James Dean.
Mm-hmm.
Because he went the same way. God love him. But trust me, girl, when I say this to you, sometimes our faith is like a leaf in the wind. It may lose its grip at times, but finds itself in the end. But no matter what you do in life, there's an army of souls around you, and they'll guide you. So, Ducky, in answer of your question, like, you can send them my way, and we will always have an open bar for them. But you don't get giggled and silly with the juice. But you have time to have counsel, because that's what a pub does. You talk to each other. You get to know each other. You hear problems, and you get given solutions. And it's all done with a raising of a glass of good health and happiness on the time ahead. So, Ducky, I can't be here long. Like me, I'm short, and so's time. So laugh lots till your belly hurts, smile till your face and your cheeks are rosy, and understand on your shoulders there's someone like me, telling you and reminding you that you are loved. So toodles and poodles until we meet again. Ta-ra.
Those were just a few words from Daniel. We don't hear from him too much, but when he does come through, there is usually humor, takes away the fear, but also has brought through some really good evidence of the afterlife, being a medium to the medium. The words about Grease, about the cars, about the motorcycles all apply to my friend Michael, who is no longer with us, and James Dean died in a tragic car accident, same as Michael. So Daniel knew about that. When we get back from the break, I want to play for you the very first question that I ever asked our friends in the afterlife. It was about 6 years ago when I visited Banyan Retreat in the UK, and I asked a question about the purpose of suffering. We'll be right back. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain. And like I said at the beginning, there's that inner fight going on in my mind, the mind that says these people are going to think I'm crazy. But I know my own truth. When I think of today, we had our Sunday gathering number 128. That's 128 weeks of inspiration and also a free medium demonstration. And each week, 3, 4, maybe 5 loved ones come through to give messages to recipients in our online audience. Today, Carrie McLeod did the most amazing demonstration with such specifics as if the spirit person was standing right next to her and she'd turn her head, okay, all right, and give the information. Touched my heart and soul, the level of specifics. No one can tell me that that's not true. Also, for the past over 2 years, I have been sitting every Friday with Scott Milligan, having these extraordinary conversations through his transmediumship with Eric or another in the afterlife. Again, after well over 100 hours of conversations and people from all over the world asking this gentleman these questions, and him never missing a beat, filled with compassion and words of comfort about life and the afterlife, you can't tell me that it's not true. You, my friend, if you're interested, need to go on your own expedition, your own adventure of discovery. If my stories help you, fantastic. However, when you can witness some of these incredible things, it helps you go from a hope and a faith to believing to knowing. For me, the final straw that really had me believe is when I started taking the psychic and mediumship classes and through my own mind and my own thoughts could give people information about their loved ones. So as always, come join us. Whether you come for free, whether you make a donation, whether you come to one of the classes, we'd love to have you. Everything is at wedontdie.com. Just click on the store button and you can find everything that's coming up. So next, I'd like to play for you a recording of my very first question when I met Mr. Eric through the mediumship of Scott Milligan at Banyan Retreat Center. It was recorded with a live audience, so you'll notice that the quality is a little bit different. So let's listen.
Hello, my dear. I trust that you are well.
I am. Great. My question is this. There's suffering that comes from pain of the body and diseases, and suffering that comes from grief. Is there a purpose for the pain and suffering we humans feel while we're walking the earth?
Well, I have to say to you, it does help to enrich the soul's experience, because you won't experience it in our world. We do experience emotion and remembered of the emotion of the earth when we draw close to people like yourself. We are reminded of it. Why do you not think when we commune with you, we say, oh, I suffered terribly, and give you our conditions of how we were removed from the physical form. But may I say this to you, your question about it, if it is a purpose, it is a byproduct of being alive. Your body is fragile. It is full of sins. The body is a miracle in itself. Once you are born, it starts to kill itself. But it kills itself so it can renew. I find it very fascinating. May I say this to you? And I am answering your question by saying this. I find it fascinating if you are to cut the skin and it causes such pain, how the body then learns how to cope with it. How it starts to bring what has been separated back together. But I find it very, very fascinating. But I have to say to you, when you are alive and experience it for yourself, it is terribly distressing. But the only hope I can give you is it is only for a short period of time. When you come to our side of life, it goes back to the earth. The physical pain, the memory, yes, comes with you until you've gone to a place of a state of familiarity where everything is familiar to you and you receive the proper healing, if you could say it like that, or education. And then you can move into the greater world of spirit. I've used this analogy many a time, and I may share it now. Young Daniel and myself met a lovely Jewish lady who died on the lavatory. It caused her most embarrassment when we said, how did you come to our side of life? She said, I was on the lavatory, felt faint, and that was it. And I said to her, along with young Daniel, can you describe to me what you experienced? And she expressed to me that the death was like the very first time she stepped upon an aeroplane. When you first step on an aeroplane, it is the fear of the unknown. You take your seat and you settle in, and it seems very peaceful until it starts to move. And as it starts to move, fear sets in. And then you become accustomed to that new vibration, and then you relax again, and then all of a sudden something knocks the plane and causes it to shake. And it may be a little bit bumpy along the way. Others are experiencing the same at this moment. But when the plane lands and the doors open as you step off this plane, you realize then what all the fuss was about. And that is what death was described to us. The fear, the pain at times. But at the moment of arrival, as your eyes close to this world, as you open them, all the pain is instantaneously washed away. And you look and you say, why did I fear it? We hear the cries of those who are left behind, and that causes us distress. Because it doesn't matter how loud we shout and say, they are still with you. Sadly, the earthly ears do not hear. So we have to come in dreams. But then, when you awake and tears stream down your face, you say, oh, it was only a dream. And we have to work incredibly hard to convince you, to allow you to live again. If I was able to speak to God on your behalf, and I say, could you do creation again? But this time, give them the knowledge. But then I fear, if you know how it is within our world, will you live your earthly life? Or would you choose to end your life? Because you realize that this world is extremely heavy and can be extremely cruel. But with the heavy and cruelness, there's light, happiness, love. When your tears fall at the moment that someone leaves you and they join us in our world, we know that you know love. We feel it.
We draw close to give you a healing balm if we can, to wipe away those tears and embrace you and say, now, now, it will be okay. In your world, people leave you. In our world, people join you. And so they will leave you for a moment in your world, physically. But when it is your time, when our world surrounds you, and we get excited that you're arriving, and you're slowing down the plane by saying, I am not doing it. I am not going, and causing such fuss. We wash over you a sense of calm, because your soul knows the natural progression to our world. So in answer to your question, it is a byproduct of being alive. The body is sensitive. The soul is experiencing it and said, I've never experienced this before, I don't like it. Or I experienced this before, I want it again, and again, and again, and again. Because once it comes to our side of life, it may not have that earthly pleasure anymore. Young Daniel, I find it quite fascinating when he grows close to your world in matters of seances, and he speaks about the devil's brew. Seeing the excitement, and then when he draws back, he goes, I miss it. I cannot have it over here, not as I remember it. But then the weakness sets in myself with chestnuts. Seeing those godly things on the floor, it's mouth-watering to see this. And then he laughs when I go back and I say, oh, if only for a moment. He gets his own back on me. The time is against me. Let us move along.
I asked Mr. Eric last week, why does he work through Scott this way? And he says, to melt your fears. And I think that's why I do this show. To melt the fears about death helps us live a powerful life. Just a reminder, visit coasttocoastam.com, click on events and see where George Norrie will be next, and visit our home base, wedontdie.com. Join us. Take the opportunity and witness the miraculous soul that you are. This is Sandra Champlain. Thank you for listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.